Thank you. Please do sit down. I hope you have got a bit of an imagination this morning. How many of you like watching David Attenborough films, wildlife films? Oh, most of us do. Picture, if you would, a family of meerkats. I love meerkats. In fact, if you come to our home, you can spot one or two meerkats around our home, not real ones, but I love meerkats. The way they sit back on their tails and kind of from the top of mounds of earth, they've got a number of meerkats that constantly keep watch while the family of meerkats go about their daily business, finding grubs and things to eat. But there's always one meerkat that's the sentinel, who is always there looking out, watching for danger, keeping an eye on what's happening. Well, how do meerkats fit with prayer? Well, let me try and bring the two together. As we conclude our series of Loss for Words, we began with prayer. Right at the beginning of our series, from the first time we looked at Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 to 6, we realized that Paul is asking the Colossian Christians to be devoted to prayer. And that, hang on, get it right, here we go. Yes, devote yourselves to prayer, says Paul, being watchful and thankful, and goes on to talk further about some of the things that he encourages them to pray for. In prayer, we recognize our dependence on God, because he alone can do the deepest work in your heart and mine and in the hearts of those whom we are longing to see come to a place of living faith for themselves. God is the one who knows where they are. He is the one through his Spirit can work in our hearts and lives and in the hearts and lives of those we pray for. Prayer is foundational to everything we do as Christians. Devote yourselves to prayer, says Paul. Let me ask you a question. I know we all pray from time to time and in different contexts. But I wonder if we have yet grasped the importance of being devoted to prayer. I don't mean that we need to be on our knees all day, every day, but simply in that place of living touch with our Heavenly Father, constantly. That we are, if you like, the whole of our life is embraced by prayer. The people we meet in the street, the people we talk to in the shops, the folk we work with, wherever we work, holding them in prayer, being alert to what God through his Spirit is wanting to say through who we are as well as what we say. So, how is your prayer life unfolding? When are you praying? In our course of sharing over the last few weeks, we've been using little cards like that called PSP cards. And if you've not yet picked one up, I do encourage you to do so. There's some on the little table at the back of church. PSP stands for Personal Specific Prayer. And it's simply an aid to help us to remember two or three people at most whom we are really wanting to ask God to work in their lives and to bless and see come to a place of living faith. And if you haven't yet picked one of these up, I encourage you to do so this morning and to build it into your regular routine of prayer life. I know at least one person who puts it on their sink or next to their sink. And so whenever they go to wash up, they remember to pray. It's a really helpful way of making sure we are constantly in prayer. A bit like the meerkat who's on watch. As he stands on his little mound and looks around, as we engage with prayer, we're doing a similar thing. We're asking God to do his work in the lives of those around us, and particularly in the lives of those on our PSP card. Asking for his blessing upon them, that they would know what it means to be in living touch with God themselves. So let's go on encouraging one another to pray. Personal, specific prayer and the use of the prayer card. And Paul goes on in this little passage, as we've seen, to ask for prayer for himself and his companions as they go about their task of sharing the good news wherever God leads them by his Spirit. I wonder, as we begin this next season of Advent and work towards our Christmas events and services, can I encourage us to be in prayer for those who are speaking, for those who are leading, for all, for the carol singers as they go around the community, for all of our activities and events leading into and through Advent into Christmas. Pray that God would open doors for that message. The other day, I turned on a most beautiful CD of King's College Choir singing carols. I mean, it's a lengthy CD. They've got about 30 carols on this CD. But you can immerse yourself in the wonders of their singing. And what struck me listening to that again was how powerful a message that so many of our familiar carols have within them. So many of them speak of Christ as King. They speak of our need as human beings to be in living touch with him. And one way in which I think, and I would encourage you to pray, is that as we sing our carols this year, in carol services or in the streets or in the crown, wherever it may be, that God, through his Spirit, would take the words of those familiar carols and really write them on people's hearts. I was listening to A Little Town of Bethlehem, one which we all know off by heart. But at the heart of that carol is the most wonderful prayer. I ask thee, Lord Jesus, to come. Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask you to stay. Isn't that the most wonderful prayer? And as we sing these familiar carols, let's be praying, friends, that God would really speak through those words into people's hearts and minds. And just one other thing, as we think about Christmas and the message of Christmas, could I ask you to pray that God in his grace would use the little message I've put on the back of Mad News this year for Christmas? I was in conversation with a couple recently, and they were sharing with me how it was when they put into words their longing for Jesus to come near to them and stay that the whole of their Christianity began to live. They realized that they needed to say to Jesus, Lord, come to me, be near me, I pray, and come into my heart and to my experience so that I can live for you. And it's as they prayed that prayer that their faith became alive. They'd been going to church for donkey's years, but it was when they verbalized their commitment to Jesus and invited him to come that it all began to make sense. And my prayer is, and I'd love you to join me in praying it, that as we sing our carols this year, as we share the good news of Jesus in our carol service, in the various events that are taking place, that folk would hear that. And as they read that little article on the back of Mad News, that they say, actually, that's something I too can do, is put my faith into words and ask Jesus to come and be near to them. Let's be praying that together, so that by what we say and how we are, that the message of God's love in Jesus would touch the lives of folk in our community. And just as Paul prays that, asked the Colossians to pray that God would open doors of opportunity where they are, friends, let's go on praying that God will open doors of opportunity for us. That there will be opportunities day by day that we may have to share something of God's life and love in Jesus. Coming back to the picture of the meerkat sitting on its little mound, let's be like that in prayer. Sitting where we are, alert to what's going on around us. And as Paul says, being watchful and thankful. Well, the meerkats are certainly watchful. But let's be watchful and thankful in prayer, so that God would open doors for the message of his love in people's hearts and lives. So we move quickly on, not only to pray that we may share the gospel clearly, both in word and lifestyle, but what are we going to do next? Are we resolved to build prayer more firmly into life? This week, next month, in the next 3 months, or even for the rest of your life? I don't know about you, but I've been hugely impressed by Mary's little walks round the British Isles. And as she walks round the British Isles, she's been quietly praying for those communities. What a wonderful thing to do. We can't all do that, but we can pray for our community here. Pray for Marcham, for the villages around here, that as people move in and as we engage with them, that God would guide us in prayer, that we'd cover this community in prayer. And just as Sarah was talking about the cafe, the coffee shop that we're hoping to set up in the new community centre, do be praying for that initiative, that it may really take root and provide the heart of that new community facility. Friends, let's pray. And this, at the end of this week, we have, rather than having a prayer evening, as we normally do on the first Wednesday of the month, this year we thought we would, at the beginning of Advent, give ourselves to 24 hours of prayer, from Friday of this week into Saturday of this week, and to pray either here in church. And there certainly was a sign-up sheet at the back of church. Whether we found it or not, I'm not sure. But friends, to commit ourselves to praying. If you can't pray here in church or don't want to come out to pray here in church, to say, well, I will commit myself to praying, even if it's only for an hour. At home, through that period of 24 hours, from Friday into Saturday, for our events and into Advent and Christmas. Friends, let's really grasp that. And that lovely little key principle that runs through the whole of our faith-sharing series, Be yourself. God wants us to be ourselves with the wonderful characters and personalities and experiences that we have, but to be ourselves with Him, that wonderful living relationship that can transform life, that we can be ourselves with God, but not simply for ourselves, but for the community, for other people, that God would so be alive in us and through us, how we live and what we share, that others too may come to that place of living relationship with Him. And I'm going to invite you, just have a moment of quietness now, and to pray for our contacts and for ourselves. So let's just pause. Think of those who may be on your PSP card or will be by the end of today. Let's pray for those we're in touch with on a daily basis. Friends, neighbours, contacts. Let's bring them in these quiet moments to the feet of Jesus. And to pray for ourselves that we may be men and women and young people of prayer. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of knowing you. As we continue our journey in life and faith, help us to be men and women and young people of prayer. And we ask you, Lord, especially that you would rekindle in each of our hearts that flame of prayer, knowing and recognizing our dependence upon you, and in our longing to share your love with those around us in our community. Help us, Lord, with that image of the meerkat sitting on its mound, to be watchful and thankful in prayer day by day. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Richard, so much for that. And as we continue to pray for those doors to be open, in the wonderful words of the hymn, that the deep, deep love of Jesus might flow through, let's stand and affirm our faith, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he